Welcome to Cooking Vibes with Michelle and Leah, this week sponsored by Figaro Liquors. And here are your hosts, Michelle and Leah.
Hi, everybody. I'm Michelle Segelnick.
Hi, I'm Leah Bernstein. How are you today?
And together we are Just What the Kosher Ordered. Being that it's holiday season, we thought this week we'd talk to you about one of the hottest food trends and great way of entertaining your friends and family. They are food boards. Now, I know a lot of people get intimidated by food boards because they see these beautiful displays of cheese or meat or
both
or desserts or whatever it is. And they're a little bit scared to learn how to make them. But we're going to give you some tips on how to make them easy, fun, and
beautiful.
Beautiful and great for entertaining during the holiday season.
You can entertain a small crowd, a large crowd. It varies. You can do sort of main dishes. You can do desserts. You can do a vegetable board. You can do a fruit board. The choices are limitless, basically. And where do you want to start, Michelle?
So I think let's start with the board itself. So you can either, I like to use a wood board, like a nice heavy wood board. I have a ton of them. I go to Home Goods, which is not too far from where we are in West Hempstead.
The most recent ones that I bought on Amazon. Also, which is shopping at home, which is always convenient. So I have three that I line up side by side, you know, adjacent to each other, so that you can also change your sizes if it's a small crowd or a large crowd.
Or another great way of not even investing in a board is to get some butcher paper or even a plastic tablecloth and put that down on your counter space and use your counter or part of your table as the actual board itself. I love to have a food board out for like the appetizer when people first come. It's a great way people can like pick and choose. So you can do like for an appetizer board, I like to combine like some mini hot dogs and dips and condiments, maybe some chicken fingers on there, some chips, some fruit, some dried fruits.
And some raw vegetables are always good. Baby carrots, mini peppers. You know me and my veggies.
Right. I was just going to say, you know Leia and her vegetables. She's got to get them in there, either hot or cold. Somehow, vegetables have to be part of it. So what you want to look for when you're creating your food board is a couple of things. You don't want everything to be the same color. So you want to have different color, different textures. So that's where the vegetables and the fruit come in because they add color.
Right. And you want to intersperse them. Well, I guess we'll talk about how to place things on the board, but I find the best things are smaller pieces. Like Michelle said, mini Franks and Blanks or baby carrots, you're noticing those type of sizes. This way people can pick up and it's minimal in terms of cutlery and those things.
I think another great thing about a food board is you can do, let's say, a cheese board, right? So a cheese board, you don't even have to turn on the oven or the stove for a cheese board. You can buy everything. So let's talk in specific about a cheese board, okay? So
cheeses come in a variety of shapes, sizes, colors.
And texture. So you want to have some soft cheese and some hard cheese. So you want something like a brie or a camembert, which comes in a wheel around. Then you want to have something maybe like a cheddar, which is like a hard orangey colored cheese. You want to have some blue cheese, maybe some goat cheese, which is another soft cheese.
And even some of the more generic type cheeses like Munster cheese or Edam cheese. These are, you know, a little bit more popular and not as rare for those who aren't
So where can we find those cheeses? I know that IND carries a lot of cheeses in the kosher sector. I know that Stop and Shop has a lot locally, and also not 100% local, but really just 15 minutes away is where the old Fairway used to be in Westbury. It's now a food bazaar. They have a huge, huge cheese. I mean, they have a whole counter of cheeses for the non-kosher crowd, but for the kosher crowd, they carry a lot of the Cheese Guy cheeses.
Those are awesome.
My favorite Cheese Guy cheese is this double ale cheddar. It's like a ale cheddar. It's like not like a sharp biting cheddar, but it's really like a mellow cheddar. So on a cheese board, you're going to also want to cut your cheese in different shapes. So if you're going to cut like your cheddar in rectangles, maybe then you're going to cube the
mozzarella,
or you can use fresh mozzarella.
Yeah,
there. You can cube the Munster, or you can cut on a triangle. So the board is going to be about different shapes, different sizes, different textures, and different colors. On a cheese board, I also love to put some fresh jams, like a fig jam goes amazing with cheese, and some honey. Local honey happens to be very nutritious. It lends some antibodies to your, I don't know, there's something about local honey that's supposed to be really good for you. But honey in general is good. Home Goods is another source for like these rare type of honeys and jams.
And of course, you have a variety of crackers available at the same stores.
Yep. Shapes and sizes of crackers.
You can get gluten-free crackers. You can get chip-like crackers. You can get multigrain crackers. The choices are endless. And they also have different shapes. So you can incorporate
round,
that.
Square, rectangle.
Triangles.
Another great place for crackers, and here's my little secret, is the Dollar Tree on Hempstead Turnpike. They have crackers. Of course, they're only a dollar a box.
Oh, so Dollar Tree is changing it up to $1.25.
I think I saw that, but I'm not sure that all of them are changing to $1.25. So while they're still a dollar, go buy some Dollar crackers. They're great, and they're
you
really
can also incorporate chips, chip-like crackers. So, and there are always those pop chips,
right? Those
which
are
also great to incorporate,
and they come
in
flavors
in
like sour cream and onion or barbecue. Also, on your board, you're going to want to have condiments. So, besides your jam and your honey, you're also going to want to have like that salty element, the pickles and the olives. And you know, West Hempstead has the best pickles in the entire Nassau County at the Pickle People, which is right in Western Beef.
Oh, how convenient. That's great.
They sell like horseradish flavored pickles and sriracha pickles, like different.
And then you have
pickles.
Your standard sour, half sour,
garlic,
which, you know, serves a variety of people all the time. Delicious. Pickles are always fabulous. You can get olives.
Olives, of course. And then you want to bring in your color, because right now cheese is like orange and yellow and crackers are beige.
Okay.
So let's brighten it up with some color.
So I would say, you know me and my vegetables and fruit. Grapes are ideal.
Grapes go perfect with cheese. Maybe tomatoes. Those are red. You got the mini peppers, the mini sweet peppers that come in the three colors.
Color.
The orange, yellow, red.
There we go.
Right. All of those mini items that you're going to put, and you're going to want to start. I like to start compiling my boards by putting the proteins out first. So if you're doing a cheese board, let's put cheese out, and you're going to start from different sections, but you're going to lump one type of cheese in the right-hand corner, and then you're going to go over to the left side a little bit and put another variety of cheese. If you're doing like a Camembert, which is like that nice wheel of cheese, you can put that in the center. So that could be a focal point. And then for your condiments, I like to put little bowls. So you're going to get some little bowls, and you're going to put like the honey and the jam, the pickles and olives, etc.
And they can be different types of
bowls.
Plates, bowls. They could be high, they could be low. Sometimes even a little tip is to use shot cups. So you can put some jam in a shot cup. You can, you know, stick some pickles standing up. It looks pretty. Different heights also give a good appearance.
And then you're just going to want to work your way through the board, filling in. Fill in crackers, fill in your fruits and vegetables. And you can use some fresh herbs as garnish, like some fresh rosemary or thyme leaves. Rosemary always looks very pretty, and it's fragrant, so it has that really nice smell going on also.
Just a little tip. If I use grapes, I usually cut little trees so that people can pick up, you know, if it's five or six.
A few at a time, exactly. Instead of taking a whole clump off the board.
Exactly. And you fill in the spots. And you fan out your crackers if they're flat. This way it gives a beautiful appearance. And you'd be surprised. So the other night I had a Hanukkah dinner in my house for my family. We were about 15 people. And I made a board. And I said to my daughter when she was driving, I said, let me know when you're 5 minutes out because I want to take some of the things out of the oven. Okay, so some of the things were cooked. And shockingly enough, 10 minutes out, she calls. And then by the time they walked in, the board was prepared. It really doesn't take much time as long as, like, you know, I organize myself beforehand. All my pans with the different elements were prepared, separated and in advance. And this way I fill in my spots. I was doing a meat board. So we can transition now into talking about a meat or a deli board or a combination
right,
of all those things.
Charcuterie is the word that everybody uses, like the charcuterie board. So on a charcuterie board, you're going to want to get all your cured meats, like your salamis, your knickknack sausages type of things like that, beef jerky. And you guys, I'm going to share a recipe for beef jerky that you can
make use. In the oven. I personally have a dehydrator, but you can certainly make it in the
I make mine in the oven because I don't have a dehydrator.
Okay, so it's a slow go, but it's fine and it comes out just as delicious.
And it's really like a special treat to add to a charcuterie board.
So I also want to just add that to my board, since I was having my grandchildren, I added an element of kiddie type food. So I added schnitzel bites.
Or chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets. And I added Franks and Blanks. And of course we had pickles again. Right. And I did my ketchup and my mustard in shot cups. There were more than two because, you know, the kids always like to have a lot of those things. I added some fries.
So speaking of fries. So this was really fun. So about right before COVID started, probably 2 years ago or so, we did a fry board for an event, which is we used different types of French fries. So sweet potato fries, the waffle cut fries, regular fries.
Shoestring fries.
Onion rings were on there. The spiralized seasoned fries. And then there were all different types of condiments, honey mustard, regular mustard,
brown
ketchup,
mustard.
Barbecue sauce. Maybe there was like a garlic aioli
on there.
Did you
say ketchup?
I did say ketchup.
Okay, great.
And we got a message on our social media, on our Instagram page, from the Dr. Oz show. He was doing a special on food boards because it's such a hot trend. And they saw our picture of the French fry board online and asked us to come on the show. Well, we didn't really get to be like a guest on the show.
We were guests in the audience.
And they put up a picture of our French fry board when they were talking about the different food trend boards. So that was really a lot of fun. And that is really great for entertaining when you have a barbecue or any party. Because who doesn't love a French fry? I mean,
always. French fries are fantastic.
And you don't have to limit your boards to like food. I mean, of course, dessert is food is the best part of food, but boards could be dessert boards. You can put candies and
cookies
and cakes and fruits. You can do.
I mean, what could be better than having Oreo cookies fanned out with M&Ms on the side, then like gummy worms in different piles of different shapes?
I love candy.
Me too. So it's a win-win when you do it like that. And, you know.
Also, you know what's great? And it's perfect time for now because you can do a hot cocoa board. So you can do a board. You put out different packets for hot cocoa mix. Like they have flavored packets, stuff like that. You put out marshmallows, like all the condiments that you would think could go in hot cocoa. So marshmallows, you could do those chocolate spoon stirrers.
You can do candy canes.
Oh my God.
Candy canes in honor of the holidays.
Right.
Peppermint, yep. Obviously. So all those yummy factors make a fantastic board.
And it's just so much more fun and festive and pretty when things are out on a board.
So
as opposed to like stacking them next to the hot cups.
Right. So the hot cups, you can also buy pretty hot cups that go with your theme or with your party, if it's a holiday party or just a family get together. Buy pretty hot cups in different colors or with prints on them so that it incorporates the festivities.
That's great. I think that wraps it up for us and our boards. So we want to wish everybody a great week and a happy holiday season. And don't forget to go on westhempsteadecho.com, where our podcast is posted weekly. And we look forward to speaking with you again real soon.
Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for joining Leah and Michelle for the latest edition of Cooking Vibe. Listen to this edition along with previous podcasts on westhempsteadecho.com.